Hello to all our dear listeners of podcast series Sava the Sun Ask. I'm Zainab Pakteli, your host in this podcast, and we have Hossein Nasseri as our guest. Hello, Mr. Nasseri.
Bucktail and greetings to all our dear listeners. Very happy to be here serving you and our dear audience.
You're welcome. Well, today's topic is about the history of Turkey, a beautiful and fascinating country with a complex past. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Nasseri, could you please give us an overview of Turkey and its history?
Yes, of course. Turkey is a country located at the crossroads of the East and the West, and throughout history, its geographical location has made it a center for communication and exchanges between the East and the West. Due to its strategic geographical location, Turkey has been a significant place for cultural and commercial exchanges. Archaeology in Turkey indicates that humans have inhabited the region known as Turkey today since ancient times. The cultural development of Anatolia began around 2nd millennium BC with examples of Hittite, Lydia, Phrygia, Lycia, and Urartu cultures. During the Assyrian Empire, this region was recognized as a part of the Assyrian Council, and during this period, the Assyrians were able to expand their borders significantly. In the Seljuk period, Turkey became one of the most powerful and largest Islamic empires. The Seljuks built an empire that comprised Turkey, Iran, and the Caucasus, and they became one of the strongest empires in history. In 1317 AD, the Ottoman state was established by taking control of a part of Anatolia. During the Ottoman era, Turkey transformed into one of the most powerful and largest empires in the world and was recognized as a center for commercial and cultural exchanges between the East and the West. Turkey became one of the strongest military powers in the world during this period and played a significant role in World War I and World War II.
How interesting. Let's move forward and talk about the establishment of Republic of Turkey. Can you tell us about how the Republic of Turkey was formed?
After the end of World War II in 1923, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk took the leadership of the Republic of Turkey. He brought about revolutionary changes to transform Turkey into a country capable of competing with the modern world. Atatürk sought to turn Turkey into a modern and democratic country and implemented reforms in various areas, including education, social laws, economy, and foreign policy. During the Republic of Turkey, the country became industrialized and commercialized, and there was a significant progress in economic and cultural development. However, in recent decades, Turkey has faced challenges, such as the migration crisis, domestic political tensions, regional conflicts, and international sanctions. During the Republic era, Atatürk's reforms brought significant changes, including the shift from the Turkish alphabet to the Latin alphabet, improvements in education and training, establishment of a democratic judicial system, and granting citizenship rights to women and men equally. After Atatürk's death in 1938, a new era of policymaking in Turkey began. In the following decades, various governments undertook actions to continue the development and progress of Turkey, such as developing the agriculture and industry sectors, developing oil and gas industries, promoting tourism and improving transportation and communication infrastructure. In 2016, there was a military coup attempt led by some military personnel, but it was quickly defeated and the Turkish government regained power. In 2018, economic sanctions were imposed on Turkey due to its military operation in Syria by some Western countries, which caused economic difficulties for Turkey. However, with strong economic development, rich natural resources, borders with important countries in the region, a young and dynamic population, and a rich culture, Turkey is still recognized as one of the important countries in the region. In conclusion, the history of Turkey shows that the country has gone through cultural, social, and political changes throughout its history and has transformed into a modern and democratic country, which continues to be on the path of development and progress.
Thank you so much for your comprehensive answers, Mr. Nasseri. I really enjoyed the interesting information you've provided about the history of Turkey. I hope it has been useful for our listeners too.
Welcome, Ms. Bakder. I also hope that our discussions have been informative and beneficial to our listeners. Goodbye.
Thanks a ton. Goodbye, Mr. Nasseri. Well, another one of our podcasts comes to an end here. We'd like to tell our dear audience that if they have any questions or suggestions for us, please get in touch. This was another segment of podcast Sava the Sun Asks, where we talked about the history of Turkey and related topics. Hope it has been enlightening. Stay tuned eagerly for our next distinctive podcast. Until then, goodbye. Thank you.